laughing, singing, surfing, sinning. Beach party lovers making hey hey in the moonlight while the monster waits and watches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This one will kill you. The Beach Girls and the Monster.
Here's the Bambi Molesters. Monster Zombie.
Surf Zombie.
I still believe that a human clawed that girl to death, not a fish, no matter how big. And we'll get him, too. Probably some madman.
Or one of those surfers that hang around the beach all the time. They're capable of anything, even murder.
You think so? Strange. I always found them to be a nice bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
They'll find themselves in your jail one day. I tell you, Sheriff, something's got to be done about them. The boys are nothing but a bunch of loafers, and the girls are little tramps. They contribute absolutely nothing to a decent society.
Loss of his honey. Police were confused at the evidence.
There you go. A double shot of the monsters from the surf. We just heard them doing Hangman. Before that, it was the monsters from the surf doing Monster from the Surf. Before that, we heard an interesting track, Surf Zombie, by a band called Cold Shot in California. We heard from Spain. We heard the Longboard doing Big Surf. Heard Le Cavalier with Le Ride du Judgment Dernier. Heard the Bambi Molesters at the top of the set with Margarina. I was having trouble with that one. Anyways, this is the Garage Punk Surfcast. I'm Dan Electro. I've come from outer space to play all the wildest sounds that you've never heard here as part of the team of the Garage Punk Pirate Radio broadcasters. And I hope that you are spending some time down at the Garage Punk Hideout checking out all the discussions, the audio, the video, the blogs, the whole bit. And I know that there is a discussion group for fans of surf and instrumental music. So if you're not there already, Finish listening to this podcast, then go check it all out. What have we got coming up next? Here are the Mobsmen.
difference between a flying saucer and a time machine. Thousands of people go missing every year. Nobody knows where they go. There had to be a time when there was no people, right? Well, where did all these people come from? I'll tell you where. The future. Where'd all these people disappear to?
The past.
That's right. And how'd they get there? Flying saucers, which are really time machines.
Thank you.
out of the South Bay area. 1963, that was the Revelers with Riding High. Before that, it was Dave Allen and the Arrows with Skater Dater Rock. We also heard the Radioactive Gamma Rays with Get Bent. We heard a band called the Veritones with a track called Repito. We heard the Shindiggers doing a cover of the Pyramids' Pressure. Starts set off, we heard the Mobsmen all the way from Norway with a track called Chunky. This is the Garage Punk Surfcast, and I'm Dan Electro. Normally, you'll hear me behind the mic doing a podcast called Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. You can catch up with that at the Garage Punk Hideout. It's part of the Garage Punk Hybrid Radio Series. Check it out when you get the chance. Coming up next, the Surf Report.
So I'm just so excited about the surf, I can't stand it. In the southern coast, shoulder to double overhead, and they are saying there is some great, great surf happening up there this morning. Down in L.A. County, 3 to 4 foot. North of Malibu, they had some good overhead surf within the last couple of days, and that should include today. This morning, Go Boy Scott called me. He said Redondo Beach is looking at 2 to 3 foot. Very steady, occasional 4 foot. Clear skies, no wind, glassy, calm. How much better can it get? Down in Orange County, the swell out of the southwest. Seal Beach this morning, 2 to 4 foot. Huntington Beach, 4 to 6 foot. Newport, 3 to 4. Salt Creek, 4 to 6 feet. Trestles, 4 to 6. San Onofre, 2 to 4. And Oceanside, 4 to 6 foot. And we may even have some bigger sets on the extreme southern-facing beaches. So the surf is up, and in San Diego County, it's up as well, 4 to 6 foot. And on the south and southwest-facing beaches, reefs, points and beach breaks, they are all getting some good surf this morning. And down in Baja as well, it's even bigger. The reefs and point breaks south of Ensenada, 6 to 10 foot. A lot of overhead plus waves.
Groovy little street machine with a full-blown Chrysler bill. She shut down all the stock, just like they're standing still.
My little street machine.
10 coats of blacker, man, she looks real tough. When I stop that go-pedal, it's really got the stuff. The cleanest set of wheels, there ain't no doubt. 6 grand, 7 grand, boy, I really check her out. TJ Tuck and Roll, man, she looks real mean. Nothing on the road can touch my little street machine.
My little street machine.
Groovy little street machine with a full-blown Chrysler bell. Shut down all the stocks, I like this standing still. Ten coats of lacquer, man, she looks real tough. I really shop her, she's really got the stuff. In a set of wheels, there ain't no doubt. Big chrome tag, four on the floor.
Thank you.
Alright, that strange little tune comes from a guy named Sohail Rana, and apparently he's a household name in Pakistan. And the track we heard was called The Khyber Twist. And in addition to being the composer of The Khyber Twist, Sohail Rana is also very well known for scoring loads and loads of films in Pakistan. And you can get a full-length retrospective of some of his works out now on the Finders Keepers label, if you're into that kind of thing. I think it's much more world music sounding than that track is. Also in that set, we heard the Honkies with Will Breaks. We heard a dude named Hot Rod Raj with a track called Little Street Machine. We heard Tom Starr and the Galaxies with Heatwave. The Reverb Syndicate with Lunar Attack. The OK Kings with Quasimoto. And the Wet Tones with Seventh Wave. And that brings us to the end of the Garage Punk Surfcast. I've been happy to be your host. I'm Dan Electro. Check out my podcast, Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. When you get a chance, I'm going to leave you with one more track, and it is a scorcher. It is the Cormans with Open the Gates. And thanks a lot to Dale for sliding these tracks. I'm loving it. Where's Blair?
Open the Gates!